That dude's cool. I like Mark Pocan. He's man, let me tell you, he's the real deal. And the people of Southwest Wisconsin are really, really, really lucky to be represented by someone who cares a hell of a lot. And I think we're lucky to call him a friend of the show, and to be able to call him up when things are a little rough, to talk about some of these big things. And I wish we had more time. Every freaking guest, we always leave and it's like, God, I wish we could talk longer, because there's so much stuff. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was this bat bleep crazy idea about sending a quick reaction force of U.S. military troops that could be deployed into American cities, like ostensibly using cities as training grounds while also policing our own citizens. It's not just bad policy. It's dangerous. It's authoritarian. And it's fundamentally un-American. It is. It is. And the U.S. military, their whole existence is to fight foreign threats, not patrol our neighborhoods. Right. And so, like, using cities as training grounds effectively turns American communities into war zones. That's what it does. And that's what he's advocating for. And in this country, we have a long history of rejecting standing armies occupying our streets. Just ask the British. How'd that go? And there's this pesky thing called the Posse Comitatus Law. That act was passed in 1878. And it makes one thing crystal clear. That makes crystal clear that the U.S. military cannot act as a domestic police force. They can't patrol your streets. They can't arrest you. They can't break up protests. That is the job of local police, not soldiers. Exception. There are exceptions to it. They're rare. But like, you know, if a governor calls the National Guard or the president invokes the Insurrection Act during an actual crisis, January 6th. But why does it matter? Because it's a guardrail against tyranny. That act draws a hard line between military power abroad and life, civilian life at home. And so that idea of a quick reaction force, we talked about that a little bit, that blows right through the Posse Comitatus Act. It's not just reckless, it's unconstitutional, and it's un-American. But again, this is Trump reading right from an authoritarian playbook. Well, Putin's Russia, Orban's Hungary. And I mean, even China has the domestic security forces where internal enemies are policed by the freaking army. And here's Donald Trump openly saying the same thing. Like, that's not okay. The soldiers are not trained as police. Their job is to eliminate enemies. Eliminate them, not de-escalate enemies. Deploying troops, that will risk escalating protests into violence. It is a chilling effect. Remember Kent State? And that effect is Americans are going to be afraid to exercise free speech, protest, or assemble if you see freaking tanks running down Main Street. Like, who's going to stand up to that? It's insane. Every time America has flirted with militarizing domestic life, it has ended in shame. Like so much of what Donald Trump is doing right now, that is the path that's going to be on. Shameful. It's not about safety, it's about power. Turning our own troops against us, even under this guise of like training, is a hallmark of authoritarian rule. Look at these little nuggets they're leaving us, from the assault on the freedom of speech to trying to control universities and what we learn, forcing ideas into schools, throwing tanks down the street. Like, this is stuff that is so far beyond the pale. And it was sad to hear Congressman Pocan say that there's no hero in the room on the right. There's no one standing up since Adam Kinzinger, again, friend of the show, or Liz Cheney saying, hey, woo, 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 time out, time out, time out. This is not okay. And I wanted to ask him too, and I didn't get the opportunity to. What is the line? What is the line that has to be crossed in order for them to say, all right, well, that is a bridge too far. You know, this country was founded in opposition to armies policing people. Period. And we can't let Trump normalize an idea that would shred the Constitution, destroy civil liberties, and bring us closer to that F word, fascism. They hate that. And I posted on social media, I don't know, last week, I said, you guys, if you want to stop being called fascists, stop doing fascist things. If you want us to stop using that word, stop acting like it. It's pretty simple. And it's not something that is a violent word or all this, you know. It's plain as day. In history, authoritarian regimes have followed this path. It's so clear. It's so obvious. And yet here we are going down that path. It's nuts. Like I said, no Kings rally. We're going to have a talk about that here next week. We're going to talk all about that. Go to those. Make your voices heard. Hey, if you like what you heard, speaking of that, cheap plug for us. Download our show on wherever you get your podcast. Share it. Like the page. Talk about it. I'd love to hear from you. Text us. Email us. Let us know what you thought of this conversation. Thanks for hanging out on the Rational Revolution. It's an honor to be here, and it's an honor to be able to use my freedom of speech to bring stuff your way. Thanks to Civic Media for letting me do that. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next week on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Peace!